for another Board Game Briefing with Boardroom Gamer. Last week, we talked about living card games on our podcast, so this week I thought I'd share a few more of my favorites with you. No card game or board game shelf would be complete without at least one from the Lovecraftian horror world of Call of Cthulhu, and the living card game is no exception. Call of Cthulhu the Living Card Game, you control an investigator and horrific creatures. On your turn, you try to solve mysteries, and on your opponent's turn, you control the terrifying monsters that get in the way of their investigations. To understand this game, you first need a grasp of the five different card types, starting with the story cards. These are the mysteries the investigators are tasked with solving. The first player to solve three wins the game. So those are story cards. Yeah, they're kind of a big deal. Now, on to support cards. Support cards are best described as items and places used to enhance your investigators or hinder your opponents. Sometimes these items are even attached to character cards. Character cards are the meat of the game, as no story card can be solved without them. A character card could be an investigator, adventure, or even a monster. Each has a cost and a faction, some icons that match icons on the story, and they'll have a skill number with some keywords, and most likely a special ability or two, sometimes even more. Event cards can be best described as one-shot plays, meaning you play the card, do the thing, discard the card. They generally don't stay in play after it resolves. They can be used as spells, or take actions, or any number of other things imaginable. And last, we have the conspiracy cards. A conspiracy card can be played from your hand as additional stories to be solved. Just know that your opponent can solve it too, counting towards their three mysteries to victory. That's a lot to get through, so let's break this game down. If you're a Cthulhu fan, this game will not disappoint. If you're a fan of horror stories and card games, this game will not disappoint. If you're looking for a straightforward, I play a card, you play a card type of game, then you might want to move on to something else. This game gets deeply complex once you grasp the basics. Cards you play may be thwarted, your best laid plans destroyed by unforeseen spirits and surprises. If you've got the stomach for it and love a good challenge with a lot of strategy, then give this game a try. Solve the mysteries, drive your opponents insane as you play Call of Cthulhu, the Living Card Game. Our board game briefing.